Hello everyone. Last time we've started the compulsory education in the UK. We'll continue and finish the education system in UK this time. 大家好，上次课我们学习了英国的义务教育，这次呢我们将继续并且完成英国的教育体系的学习。In China, pupils who finished their secondary education will sit the entrance exams for college.And they may accept their higher education in college. But from this picture of the UK education system, we see, before higher education, there is a phase called further education to go through. Can pupils just go on studies in higher education institutions without attending the further education?
在中国完成中学教育的学生将参加高考，然后呢，有可能在大学接受高等教育。
但是呢，我们从英国教育体系的这张图中，我们可以看到，在接受高等教育之前，有一个阶段叫 further education。那么，英国的学生，他们可不可以不接受 further education， 就直接在高等教育机构里面继续学习呢？ This time we'll find what further education is about and higher education as well as the online degrees. 那这次课呢，我们就来了解一下英国的 further education 到底是什么，当然还要了解高等教育以及在线学位的情况。 Firstly,The further education. In Chinese, further education may be translated as 继续教育或者进修 which normally means an educational activity for all citizens, especially the adults, after school education. An important part of the lifelong learning system. 那首先 further education 它在中文里可能会被翻译成继续教育或者进修，这通常意味着面向学校以后的所有的社会公民，特别是成人的教育活动，是属于终身学习体系的重要组成部分。而在英国呢 ，While in UK, when students reach a age of 16 and have completed their GCSEs, they have a few options to choose from, maybe find work.Maybe vocational qualifications or academic qualifications. 那在英国，当学生年满16岁并且完成了 GCSE 的考试之后，他们有主要的三个选项：找工作、获得职业资格证书，或者呢学历证明。那我们先来看学历证明。Let's view the academic qualifications first. If students opt for carrying on with their education, this will take two forms, either by following a vocational pathway or by pursuing further academic qualifications. 那如果学生选择继续他们的教育，那可能要采取两种形式，要么通过职业道路，要么呢，或者追求进一步的学历。UK students planning to go to the universities or colleges must complete further education. 而在英国打算读大学的英国学生则必须完成 further education. And more than half of pupils choose to continue in education after 16. 而大概有一半以上的16岁的孩子学生会选择继续学业。Most schools in the UK have what is called a sixth form for students to enter after they have taken their GCSEs. 那英国大部分中学呢都有一个叫 sixth form 的部分，那在中文可以翻译成六年级或者最高年级，为已经通过 GCSE 考试的中学生进行进一步的学习。 As an alternative, there are many sixth form colleges that will offer the same courses for students at schoolsthat do not have a sixth form. 当然学生还有另外一种选择。英国有一些 sixth form colleges, 就类似于中国的预科学院，为学生提供和在中学 sixth form 年级一样的课程。而 Sixth form, last 2 years of school, divided into the lower six and the upper six. 那么 sixth form 学习项目呢，它持续两年的在校时间，分为第一和第二学年。第一学年呢叫做 lower six， 第二学年叫 upper six。The name is a hangover from a previous more complicated system of naming classes, which stuck around for some reasons.
那你说这个名字取得很奇怪，是的，这个名字呢是来自多年前一个很复杂的年级划分体系。
In many schools, sixth form is given a lot more freedom than the other students, often being allowed to wear their own clothes instead of school uniforms.
那在很多的中学，sixth form 年级的学生享有更多的自由，毕竟他们不是义务教育了，比如可以穿自己的衣服而不用穿校服。
Here students typically study A-levels.
那么不管在中学的 sixth form 年级还是在其他的 sixth form colleges, 那学生呢都学习 A-level 考试的课程，即为参加英国中学高级水平考试而开设的课程。
A-level is kind of like AP exam in the USA, but different.
A-level 考试呢，或者英国中学高级水平考试，它和美国的大学入学考试 AP 考试呢有一点像，但是还是不同的。
A-levels, that is, advanced level, like GCSEs, follow a two-year program, and there are two components to them, AS level assessment after year one, and A-level after year two.
那么 A-level, 那么也就是英国中学高级水平考试呢，它就像 GCSE 考试一样，是一个两年制的学习课程，包括两个组成部分，第一个学年之后的 AS level 考试，以及第二年学习之后的 A level 考试。
Since 2015, new AS levels and A levels have been taught in schools in England.
那自从2015年哈，在英格兰的中学开始新的 AS 和 A level 的课程。
The UK government has made changes to UK AS and A levels taught from 2015, moving them from a modular structure to a linear structure with exams at the end of this course.
那么联合王国从2015年呢就开始对 AS 或者还有 A level 课程进行了改革。他们将课程从模块结构改为了 linear, 就是线性结构，并且在结束的时候呢进行考试。
AS level, that is, advanced level subsidiary. AS and A levels would be decoupled. This means that AS results would no longer count towards an A level.
那么现在呢 ,AS 和 A 呢它是被分开对待的。那么也就是意味着 AS 的考试结果不再计入 A 级考试结果了。
The content for the new A levels have been updated, and universities played a greater role in this for the new qualifications than they did previously.
新 A 级的内容呢现在已经更新了。那与以前相比呢，大学在这方面发挥了更大的作用。
And the content of A-less and A-levels include many subjects. You can find them in the PPT.
那关于 AS 和 A-level, 他们有一些什么样的考试科目？他们科目很多，那么我们可以在 PPT 里面发现。
If a pupil chooses to go further study in A-levels, there's something about entry requirements.
那当然，一个中学生选择在 GCSE 考试之后继续通过 A-level课程，继续他的学历学习的话，那就要注意一下参加 A-level 课程的入学要求了。
The entry of A-levels will be very dependent on the school you wish to attend as to what the requirements are to study A-levels there.
那么 A-level 课程的入学要求就和这个课程的学习要求一样，那么在不同的学校，他们的要求不同。
For example, a sixth form college may require that you have at least 5 GCSE pass grades of C or above. Compare this to an independent school who may require 10 GCSE pass grades of B or above. 比如公立学校的 Sixth Form 学院呢，它可能会要求学生的 GCSE 考试至少要有五门课程获得 C 级及以上的等级，而一个私立学校可能会要求至少10门 GCSE 考试的科目获得 B 级成绩及以上。